An example of how you might go about this is, I'll describe a lesson I observed a few weeks ago. The teacher was teaching children about nature, about plants, specifically about how to identify different trees. The first thing she did was to play a game where students had to name as many trees as they could, without writing anything down, just speaking out loud. Then after that little activity, she described the different ways you can identify trees, from the shape of their leaves, their buds, their bark, and so on. But you can imagine that the kids who don't have very good imaginations, they couldn't really visualize what she was talking about. Their minds were starting to wander. They were shuffling in their seats and getting distracted. But that was okay, because next, she showed some photos for them to look at on the electronic whiteboard, then passed around some picture books. Students then copied some of the pictures into their exercise books. And after that, students got the chance to go out into the school grounds and physically identify some of the trees that were there. So it was quite an effective lesson, very memorable. And the pupils looked very engaged. A week later, I asked one of them to describe to me the leaf of an oak tree, and she did so perfectly.